The president of the Bishops' Conference of Scotland has paid tribute to Pope Benedict XVI as a gentle and humble, as well as listening pope. Archbishop of Glasgow, Philip Tartaglia, made the comments following the Holy Father's decision to step down from the papacy on February 28th next. The Archbishop spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the Pope's courageous decision.
I wanted to get your reaction to the resignation of Pope Benedict XVI.
Well, we were all very surprised because it was completely unexpected and in many respects totally unprecedented. So there was a general reaction of surprise and of loss, I think, as well at the news. So that was the immediate response.
We've been hearing, since obviously everyone heard the news, we've been hearing that people have been talking about it as a courageous decision, a determined decision, and one that was made not on the spur of the moment, but a very mature decision. Is that something you would feel?
I think knowing Pope Benedict, or thinking that I know him, I would say that it would be a mature and very much thought out decision. He's also been shown to be a pope of surprises and also of great personal strength, even though he's physically frail. And it doesn't surprise me that if he had thought this through, that he decided to go ahead with it. So yes, I would say it's a courageous move on his part, but it's not completely out of sync with the kind of person he is, I think.
Yes, you were talking about the kind of person he is, and of course everyone has come to know Pope Benedict as the Pope, as the Pontiff, but yeah. Have we really looked at him as the man?
It's probably quite difficult to try and look beyond the Pope's high office and ministry, and I don't think I would pretend to know him on a personal basis, but I have had certain moments with him which have been very, very personal to me and very important to me. When I came to Rome for the Ad Limina, I had 15 minutes with him alone and presenting my report when I was Bishop of Paisley, and he was very gentle and kind, and his humility and fatherliness was obvious, really. So that was a very special moment for me, as well as listening to his wisdom, in which he offered me some advice on a couple of things. And, you know, it was a lovely moment. Also, when he came to Scotland, I had the privilege of seeing him off on his leg, the leg of his journey to London, after he had visited Scotland on the first day of his visit to the United Kingdom. And it was a lovely moment. Kissed his ring, and he held my hand, and he said, you know, the church is alive here in Scotland. Si vede che la chiesa è viva, I said. And I was really gratified at that. He was, I think, very relieved and pleased that the first day of his visit had gone so well. So you could see that probably he had been apprehensive. So there's a lot of humanity there. He had been apprehensive about his first day of his visit to Great Britain, because it was shrouded in so much ambivalence, really, at the time. And he was really so pleased and relieved, and you could see this human response of pleasure and of relief and of satisfaction that the first day had gone so well. So that was a lovely moment, really. So there have been these moments, and he appointed me Bishop of Paisley, and he appointed me Archbishop of Glasgow. So he's been the Pope of my years as a bishop. If John Paul II was the Pope of my priesthood, then he's been the Pope of my years as a bishop, and that will always be very, very special to me. You know, that's how I remember him in a personal way. I think his contribution to the church more generally is massive. I think together with John Paul II, he turned us all towards the person of Jesus Christ in every circumstance. And he witnessed to him in what he said and the way he was, his demeanor, this prayerful, serene face really shone through. And his homilies and addresses, particularly his liturgical homilies, are really masterpieces. And I've drawn on them and read them and tried to absorb the wisdom of them for my own preaching and teaching. And I think he's really a latter-day father of the church, I would say, quite in the footsteps of great saints, I think, like St. Irenaeus and St. Gregory of Nyssa and St. Augustine. And I think his writings will really nourish hearts and minds for decades to come, and I'm sure will be an inspiration to his successor, as his successor in the See of Peter takes office. I'm full of admiration for Pope Benedict, and I pray for him, and I've encouraged my diocese to pray for him.
Just another question. You've described him as a very gentle and humble man, a listening pope. Do you think that this act of resignation, it's the fact of him wanting to put the church first, always thinking of the church first?
I think so. I think it's quite in line with this, with his also his clear-mindedness, his readiness to make important decisions, and his humility about what are his priorities. And his priority is never himself. It's always Christ, and it's always the church. And I see that in this decision.